Are you glad to be here?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's turn to Psalm 33. Psalm 33. Psalm 33, verse 11. Let's all stand. Excuse me, verse 12. Well, let's go with verse 11. Psalm 33. The counsel of the Lord, verse 11, standeth forever, and the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you for this day. Truly, Lord, we can come out and worship you freely. Lord, my prayer is this morning that you would speak to each person here, speak to their heart. Lord, if they do not know you as Lord and Savior, that, Lord, this morning, Lord, they would come to know you. Lord, this morning, if there's things in their lives that they need to get straightened out, that, Lord, you would speak to them about that. Take their minds and hearts off of the world and the worldly things and the turmoil and troubles and put them on you. Lord, we do thank you for your Son Jesus who died on the cross for our sins, that we can, through him, have everlasting life. And Lord, that through faith in him, that Lord, we can live the life that you would have us to. And we thank you. And these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. It'll be a little different maybe today. I've been watching the news and oh, Lord, reading the news and all of the mess going on. Who's to blame? Who's not to blame? So I titled this message, Who's to Blame? Now, who's to blame for the mess that we have in our nation? I ain't worried about the rest of the world. Basically, I'm worried about our nation. Who's to blame for that? Now, some might would say that it's Republicans. Well, the Republicans. They're the blame for all this mess that's going on. And they want the rich to get richer. They want the poor to get poorer. Personally, I don't think I'd get much poorer. And I surely can't get any richer because I've got God. Amen. But some will say that they want to stick to what our forefathers laid out in the Constitution. We don't want any kind of change. And they're a bunch of prejudiced, intolerant bigots. But then there's some that say, well, it's the Democrats. Not heads. It said they're liberal. It's anything goes. They want socialism. They want everybody deserves to be a winner, whether you're not. Either way, you know, kind of like the ball game. Makes me sick. Every ball team out there in, what do they call that, where they put it on the stem, their T-ball. Every one of them's a winner. No, they ain't. Somebody lost. But anyway, they want to say everybody's a winner. Maybe I've heard it all my life. They're for the working man and the working woman. Women's rights. Babies don't have any rights. I don't know why, because I guess they can't speak. Some people, they want to say, well, I'm a victim in this country. Ain't really nothing to do with whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat or whatever you want to call yourself. Independence. I didn't throw the independents in there. We should have threw the green guys in there. They want everything to be green. Well, you don't live in Nevada. You know, it ain't green. But, you know, everybody's a victim. It's not my fault. Little Johnny didn't have a dad at home, so therefore he's a bank robber, and he's a murderer, and a rapist, and little Susie had a rotten mom. She was a meth head, so therefore she's going to be a meth head, and nobody takes the blame for anything. Amen. It's all somebody else's fault. I heard about a drug bust. Went on several years ago, and the guy that got busted in his home sued him. And my understanding won because they discriminated against him because they could have went to a college and done a drug bust there, but they discriminated and chose him to bust it. I mean, come on. It's crazy. But, you know, everybody's to blame. They blame someone else, something else, for their problem. Nobody really and truly in our world wants to accept responsibility. It ain't my fault. Listen, when I was 18 years old, 19 right in there, I had 18 speeding tickets in 1 year, and it was their fault. Two reasons. One, the speed limit was 55 miles an hour. That's stupid. I'd walk that fast. Number two, there's always a cop around every corner waiting to give me a ticket. I should have sued him for discriminating. I'd have probably got away with it. Listen, it was my... But anyway. You know, so... we got all of these problems. ADD, is that right? Attention Deficit Disorder. Now, there may be something. But I'm going to tell you something. I've known some of these ADD kids. And ain't none of them got problem when it's supper time. Did you know they had a cure for that when I was a kid? They did. In the 60s, they had a cure for ADD. They had a cure for bipolar, too. Bipolar, I've never saw a problem with bipolar as long as they're doing what they want to do. It's only when they've got to, you know, what. But they had a cure for it, and it was called, I wrote it down, I had to look it up. TMHU. TMHU. Tore my hind end up. That's what it meant. And listen, after I got my hind end tore up, I didn't have a problem with ADD no more. Because I'd have rather been squirrel hunting, and I'm gazing out the window, but after that math teacher got a hold of me, I didn't gaze out the window no more. I paid attention. You know, but everybody wants to blame everything else for what the problem is. And by the way, it's not new. It's as old as man. In Genesis chapter 3, Adam, he's done sin. Eve sinned. They're hiding in the weeds. And they didn't have weeds. They're hiding over there in the bushes. And God comes down and says, "Hey, Adam! Adam!" "Yeah." "Where you at, man?" Adam walked out and he was hiding because God said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I told you not to?" "Well, yeah, Lord, but the woman you gave me..." Now enlighten me. Who is he accusing? The woman or God? Technically, both of them. You ever done that? I won't answer it. I'll get in trouble. God, the woman you gave me. And God said, what have you done? Eve said, the serpent. Hello. It's been going on from the first folk here. And it's still going on. But I'm going to tell you what the real problem is. If you want to, follow me over to the book of James. Here's the real problem with it all. Book of James, chapter 1. The Bible says, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. I don't need to explain that. It's pretty self-explanatory. God don't tempt you, so don't blame him. But every man is, here's the key, two verses. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth, what's that word? Sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. See, the whole problem with the entire nation that we live in, honestly, the whole world, but the whole problem, we'll focus on our nation. It ain't Hillary Clinton, it ain't Obama, it wasn't Bush, and it ain't Donald Trump. It's called sin. We got grown people that will one day be in places of power having cry-ins. They're upset. They've got grievance counselors because Hillary didn't win. Do you know how stupid that is? Listen, Obama won. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't vote for him the first time, and I didn't vote for him the second time. I don't care whether you did or not. But I didn't fall down and fall to pieces and vomit and have a cry-in and have to bring in a counselor because my candidate didn't win. People need to grow up and they need to get off their little whiny. But I'm going to tell you what their problem is. It's called sin. That's exactly what it is. All these riots and mess is sin. Well, no, we're doing it. And we want you to have another election. It ain't going to happen. They didn't have another election. I don't guess they've ever had another election that I know of. Not to my knowledge. They elected him. They elected Obama. I put up with it for 8 years. They elected Trump. He'll be alive for 4, maybe. After that, he'd be too old. You know, no offense, Miss Betty, but he may not be in the shape you're in. You know, all of these problems are going on because of sin. They're upset with Donald Trump, not because of the fact he's Donald Trump, not because of the fact that Hillary didn't win. It's all because of sin. You see, they've had this evil agenda, these people, these same people that are protesting. They've had nothing but evil and sin on their minds the whole time anyway, and they're scared they're going to lose ground on all that. It all boils down to sin. Go with me to 2 Chronicles 7:14. That's page 496 in a Schofield. This happens to be the one I brought with me this morning. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Let me read you a verse real quick. out of Proverbs. That verse says, let me find the right one. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. If you want to write that down, that's Proverbs 14:34. But we're going to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. In other words, a righteous nation is a good thing. A nation that is looking to God is a good thing. A sinful nation, isn't it? We've been a sinful nation for a long time. I ain't going to blame it on no one party. I ain't going to blame it on any one certain person. We've been a sinful nation, I'm going to just tell you, for a long time. Verse 14, and you all know, he said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive them, forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now, I'm going to come back to that in a minute. In Revelation chapter 3, it says that, it's verse 8, it says God gave the Church of Philadelphia an open door. I'm going to be on, and it says, by the way, it says the Lord opens the door and no man can shut it. In other words, God's the only one that can shut the door. God gave us an open door a long time ago. This nation has had an open door to serve Him and to go out and do the works for the Lord Jesus Christ for a long time. Honestly, since we became a nation. But I'm going to tell you something. I honestly believe with all my heart the door was about to close. And it wasn't no one certain person that shut it. It's only God that can do that. And I believe it was easing to, because God was fed up with what was going on. Now, this might sting a little bit, but it's okay. Talk to God about it, not me. I'm just a deliverer. And I'm going to use this because I've really kept track of it. During the Clinton administration, we had a lot of problems come out. We had sex in the White House. Guess what? They've had sex in the White House before that, but he got caught. You know what it did for our nation? Shamed it. It opened up a door for the youth they ain't never had before. Well, if the president can do it, we can. And they don't call it sex anymore, by the way. Oh, I don't even have to go to all that. Then we had the Bushes, and I'm going to be honest with you, I wasn't totally impressed with everything he done either. Then we ended up with Obama. Now, I'm going to tell you, the last 8 years, we have, through that administration, we've glorified homosexuality. Unreal. Unreal. He's opened up the door for the military, homosexuality. Then he opened up the door for the military, LGBT. What's the stupid definition? Lesbian, gay, bisexual, trisexual, whatever you think you are, you can be. And if you want to be that today, it's okay. And if you want to be that tomorrow, it's okay. And if you don't want to be it the next, he's opened up the military for that mess. But it wasn't no one person that allowed it to happen. We kept our mouth shut. Oh, we prayed a little bit about it. Then they've took abortion way from what we had, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I disagree with abortion 100%. There is no reason for abortion. You can't tell me a reason for abortion. Well, what about rape or incest? Let me ask you one question. When is it okay for me to shoot you in the head? You sure? Even if, I mean,
ought to be able to. No. There is no excuse for murder. And if we ever decide there's an excuse for murder, we got problems. And guess what we did? We decided there was excuse for murder in 1973. That opens up a door for a lot of different parties and presidents and people. We've allowed the bloodshed constantly. But I'm going to be honest with you. I really believe with all my heart that the present administration, God says, good grief, you guys are amazing. Just getting worse and worse and worse. And I watched it on national TV. The last debate done right downtown here in Las Vegas. One person says, there is no excuse to abort a child. The other person said, yes, there is. I'm going to tell you, they sat and they wondered, how did he become president? You want to know? Ask God. Because they were tired of the evil, and God was fed up. He's like, this is sickening. It's one thing you abort a baby, but when you'll stop a delivery of a child, go in and turn it around and drag it out and not let it breathe air and then kill it, let me tell you something. You are a sick individual, and just don't never let me catch you in a dark alley. Amen. Because that is sick. That is beyond wickedness. And God's like, tired of the wickedness. I'm going to shut the door. It shouldn't have never went that far. We shouldn't have. Did you know they've been doing abortion now? Way back. They was worshiping Molech. And hand them up there and worship this God and throw their little babies into the fire. They was doing that years ago. Way back yonder. But the Lord got fed up with the wickedness, and he's like, you know what? The door's going to shut. I'm tired of it. But I'm going to tell you something. The Lord said, no, we need to stop. We need to stop it. And I honestly believe, he says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. I honestly believe that Christians humbled themselves. While I didn't vote for him, that's okay. If you humbled yourself and prayed and said, God, I want your will. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Every one of us and every other Christian in the world, if we hadn't went to the polls, it would have still turned out the way God wanted it, as long as we are praying. As long as we humble ourselves. And I really feel like Christians humbled themselves and prayed and said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what you want, but I want your will to be done. And who in here thinks abortion is okay? Amen. Nobody raised their hand. That tells you something. That tells me that you're like, this is wickedness. This is wrong. And people were praying to God and they were seeking his will. And it says, you got to turn from your wickedness. Well, by the way, by praying and seeking God's will, you turn from your wickedness. Because you were saying, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't like this person. I don't like that person. I'm going to leave it in your hands. You turn from your wickedness. The Lord was seeing that. The Lord hears our prayers. It says he will hear us. And I believe that's exactly what happened in this nation. They're trying. This is stupid. I just don't understand how it happened. I think it was Time magazine even printed up the cover that Madam Clinton, she was the president, and they shipped it. They already planned on it. And God says, he's just laughing up there. He said, yeah, y'all got you
counted your chickens before the eggs hatched, didn't you? You didn't count on God to intervene and stop it because there was wickedness going on. And God says, my people are praying to me. He hears me. He hears us. And guess what? I'm going to stop it for now. I honestly believe that's what happened. But we got to continue to turn from our sin and wickedness. We have to keep that up. We have to keep up doing that. And it says, he will forgive you and he'll heal the land. Donald Trump becomes president January 20th. Yippee. But let me tell you something. The land ain't going to be healed January 20th. There's a lot of healing got to be done. A lot. And it extends way long before Obama ever come in office. It goes way back and it needs to be healed. Matter of fact, it probably goes, well, maybe even further, but probably all the way back around to Andrew Jackson. Probably further than that. It's got to be healed, and there ain't but one way to do it, and that's for God's people to continue to turn from that wickedness and to get their lives straight. But you know how you're going to have to do that? We got to do it in the home. And in the church. Amen. Let me tell you something that passed here in Nevada, which was stupid. Of course, it passed in other states too. Marijuana. Do you know what they do? They pass it. They always pass it. Every state, they pass it. Oh, it's for medical use. And then the next thing they do is pass it for recreational. Well, I think they ought to. Hey, listen, Oxycontin is for medical use. Well, I'd like them to make it a recreational drug. I mean, they ought to make it where I can just go buy it off the shelf. Pay a little extra tax. That way I can pop one every day and lay around and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I ought to be able to do that. It's a medical thing. I read this. I looked it up. I Googled it, Sammy. Where are you at? Now, I don't know whether. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Just because it's Google, I know this is hard for you to understand, but it may not be so, okay? We got a whole society that says, oh, let me Google it. And if you Google it and it tells you, they believe it. Yeah. Look, it's not true. I Googled one time, can pigs fly? And I saw a pig flying. They had it filmed. He was flying. There's people that believe that mess. They probably some kid riding around on country road in Nebraska looking for a pig. There has been, over the past 10 years, they have spent, and I don't know exactly who they is, it's a marijuana advocate group, they're wanting it in other words, $56.7 million has been spent in the last 10 years to get pot legalized in 15 states. Because if they ever get those states done, well, the rest of it will just follow suit, no problem. They have put out 56, and the best I can find, it's telling the truth. They have put out $56.7 million to get it legalized. It's like, there's a problem when you do that. Amen. Somebody, do you know how many people $56.7 million would help? A whole lot better than rolling a doobie. Because I'm going to tell you something. You know how many of them, and if states keep doing what they're doing, you can't get welfare and grocery money and stuff like that if you can't pass a drug test. Guess what? Some of those people ain't got brains enough to realize that after they smoke that doobie, they get tested. Guess what? Youngins ain't going to eat now because daddy or mama decided to smoke marijuana because,
Well, bless their heart, their big toe was hurting. And they needed it. And now it's just, you can just get high. You see, but things have got to change in the home, which will change it in the church, which will change it in the country.
Amen.
When we get right with God, when we humble ourselves, when we pray and seek the Lord's will for our homes, for our church, and turn from our wicked way. You mean church members got wicked ways? I'm not going to ask, but I could almost guarantee you somebody in here ain't got a problem with marijuana. Somebody in here don't have a problem with drinking Jack Daniels. And somebody in here probably don't have a problem with a lot of other sins. Yes, we have wickedness in the church. We got to turn from that. We do. We've got to get rid of it. We need to. Romans chapter 6 says we are to mortify them, those things in our body. Guess what mortify means? Kill it. Get rid of that problem in your body. Because it's not doing you any good. And it sure isn't doing your children any good. And it's not doing the church any good. And it isn't doing the country any good. If we want to continue to see the Lord work, and I'm just going to be up front with you, I believe with all my heart what you saw Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning was a straight out act of God. It ain't got nothing to do with, I've heard them tell me, oh, Trump had this plan, and if you go this route, oh, pfft, he ain't had that plan. It was God that did it. Well, if the FBI hadn't brought out the junk on Hillary, it ain't nothing to do with that poor fella, and he's probably running for his life, but it ain't nothing to do for him. It's all about God wanted it done because God fed up with evil and the wickedness that we're allowing, and people are voting in all of this garbage. Amen. And they're running scared now, so they're throwing the riots because what we may lose ground. They need to lose ground. Amen. They do. Listen, they don't need to be any legal. They can call it legal all they want, but they don't need to be any legal homosexual marriages between men and men and women because God says no. Amen. It don't need to be. It needs to be stopped, reversed, whatever it takes place. There don't need to be any abortion, and if I could do anything other than pray, I would, to stop the murder of innocent babies. Bless Roe and versus Wade and whoever it was. Bless their little heart that they couldn't keep their britches up and they ended up with an unwanted pregnancy. Oh, well, here's the cure. Give them a condom. That ain't the cure. The cure is keep your britches up. Amen?
Amen.
The cure is if you ain't married, then you don't need to be having sex. And if you're married, go ahead and plan on it. You're going to have children because that's what happens. I grew up in the country. When a stud horse meets a mare and they do their thing, there's usually a little colt that comes out later. It takes place. That's going to happen. They don't teach that in school. They say, oh no, here you do this and you do that. And just be careful. You know what? And then we got all these children growing up without daddies because the daddy was too sorry anyway. And I didn't say that because I was one of them dads that wasn't sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. That's a lie. But I had three children. I had one of my kids before most of them got out of school. But I went to work. I did what I was supposed to do and took care of my wife. And I've been with her 41 years. Raised my three children. I've got 5, 6, 7 grandkids, including two. Well, no, that don't include the two horses my daughter's got. One of them mine. All the animals she calls my grand animals. But let me tell you something. I was raised, you take responsibility, you're going to act like a man. Well, by George, you just got it. And they're what you're supposed to be. I know somebody that divorced. They got a little baby. Oh, I'm not going to bother the dad. I'd throw his sorry can into jail. He don't want to pay for that child. Well, I sure wouldn't let him wandering around out there in the streets having fun. Can his hind end? They got room at Indian Springs, and when he gets out, maybe he'll get the idea. Maybe I need to pay for what I caused. It ain't all the guy's fault. This girl's too. It takes two, by the way. See, we got to take responsibility. Listen, we all have sin in our lives that we need to get rid of. All of us. That includes me. We got sins in there that we need to get rid of. We got those sneaky things in there that nobody else knows about, but Sunday school class, who knows about it? God does. God knows. You might hide it from mama. You might hide it from daddy and the wife and the husband, but guess what? God sees every bit of what's going on. We need to get rid of that stuff, and we need to continue to seek God, and we'll keep seeing the miracles and the acts of God that we've seen just a few days ago. We'll keep seeing that, and will he start healing our country? He said he would. God says he will. He'll do it. You can bank on it. Now, I know presidents, I'm going to do this, and then they don't do it. But that's all right. God does what he says, and if we will continue to do what 7:14 in 2 Chronicles says, we will see a big change in things. Amen. And we need a big change. Amen? Amen. Let's stand. Sister Judy, if you'll come up.